Good morning. And again, a welcome to our guests. We thank you for joining us this morning. This morning, we're going to take a look at a text in which Jesus addresses a large number of people after he had been questioned about his disciples' actions. He was questioned by the Pharisees because his disciples didn't follow the rules. And what's interesting, or it's very interesting, in light of all the things that we worry about even today within the church, meaning that we are so worried about following the rules and the customs, instead of realizing that we are led by the power of the Holy Spirit to guide us, and that God Himself is more than capable of preserving His church, and has for a long time before we even got here, and will preserve it to the end. And in the answer that Jesus gives, we will find out that it is not from the outside that man is defiled, but rather from what is in the inside. And as we think about it, we find out that we are all defiled. And yet, we can also know that through the blood of Jesus Christ that we are washed clean from that defilement. And because of this, I can bring you greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 10 through 20. And I would ask, as you are able, to please stand for the hearing of the gospel. Reading in Jesus' name. And he called the multitude and said unto them, Hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defile a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defile a man. When then came his disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended? And after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be uprooted. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into a ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, Are ye also without understanding? Do not yet understand that whatsoever entereth into the mouth goes into the belly and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. Amen. Please be seated. As I kind of alluded to in the introduction to our text, we need to kind of look back and find out what Jesus is dealing with. And so from Matthew 15, verses 1 and 2, this is what it says. Then some Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem, saying, Why do your disciples transgress the traditions of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread. Now the Pharisees are not happy with Jesus, and for many reasons. But one of the biggest is that Jesus didn't require his people to follow the rules that had been set up by the Pharisees. And in doing so, undermined their authority. Now this would sound terrible if we didn't realize that Jesus Christ is the Word incarnate. He certainly understood what the laws of God were. And so, all those things that were added later on by men, Jesus did not worry about. Nor did he make his disciples follow those rules. And this certainly did not endear him to the Jews, and especially to the scribes and Pharisees. And in a short time, they would call for his death. And so, as we get back to our text, Jesus starts to explain to the people exactly what it is that defiles a person. And after, he called the multitude to him and said, "Hear and understand. Not what enters into the mouth defiles the man, but what proceeds out of the mouth defiles the man." Jesus was questioned about hand washing. But he goes on to tell that it's not what we take into our body. It's not whether we follow this certain minutia of the specific rules before we eat or before something is touched that defiles us. It's something much, much deeper than that. To me, this is very, very important because we have all kinds of things in this world that we ourselves have deemed to be evil. And things that we feel will defile us. And people who will defile us. And in fact, in some cases within the church, we have tried to separate ourselves from the world. Because we might get dirty by interacting with them or by showing them love and grace. But it's not the world or the things of the world that will defile us. This is an attitude of the Pharisees themselves. What defiles us is what proceeds out of us. And I'm going to define defile. To corrupt something. To corrupt or ruin something. To damage reputation. To destroy the sanctity of something. And to pollute. So defile comes down to corrupt, damage, or destroy holiness. Or make something dirty. So now, you have to come down to the point of, aren't we already defiled? Because if we get like the Pharisees, we think that by following this certain set of rules, this certain set of customs, now we're holy. And if it were that easy, Jesus had no reason to die. But the problem is, we ourselves don't even follow the rules that we have set up. As the Pharisees didn't. And Jesus explained that earlier in that chapter. But really, the thing that I really like is this, now this dialogue between Peter, or the disciples, and Peter and Jesus. The disciples came to him and said, "Do you not know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this statement?" But he answered and said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father did not plant shall be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into a pit." This is always the question that comes from human beings. Don't you realize that those Pharisees were offended? You spoke the truth, and they were offended. And he gets down to say that God himself will deal with them. And I think this is one of those things. Jesus, of course, gives the Pharisees the truth. But he had it within his capability, within his power as the Son of God, as God himself, to strike them dead at the very spot that they disagreed with him. But he doesn't do this. He lets them go. And God will do the sorting out. Every plant which God himself did not plant will be uprooted. Over time, this will be taken care of. Now, I think this is very interesting because in some ways, and I'm not going to compare myself to Jesus, but I've heard some of these same statements. Don't you realize that you offended those people by proclaiming that gospel of forgiveness and of love and not of legalism? Love God and love your neighbor. Those simple rules. But people want to hear all kinds of other rules. And they're offended by it. And this is, unfortunately, a lot of times what the church has come down to. And they don't want to hear the truth. And it is the same with the Pharisees. And that's actually what our scripture reading was talking about today from Paul, because it's talking about the Jews. For this was my covenant unto them, the Jews, when I shall take away their sins, as concerning the gospel. They are enemies for your sake. The Jews are enemies, but as touching election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. And see, the whole reason that they were hardened and God knew this was going to happen was so that we ourselves could hear this gospel and that we would show them mercy. And see, the problem is when you start dealing with Christianity and it starts coming down to the list of rules, like it did with the Pharisees in Judaism, it ceases to be Christianity. Because it's no longer following the person of Jesus Christ. It's now following a list. And that's a blind list. And it's blind people that teach it. And we should not follow them. Or we'll follow them right into the pit. It's not the rules. It's not the customs of the elders. It is Jesus Christ. It is what He has done for us. It is God and His mercy and His grace that has been given to us. And it is our relationship to God and to our neighbor that is important. Because we'll find out what comes from in us. And so Peter asks him a question. Explain the parable to us. And he said, are you still lacking in understanding? Do you not understand that everything that goes into the mouth and into the stomach, or passes into the stomach and is eliminated? Peter really doesn't get what he's dealing with here. And so Jesus goes on to explain it, telling him that if you eat with unclean hands, it just goes in your mouth, goes into your stomach, and it goes into the sewer. It doesn't defile you. And it's a lot the same with being in the world. When you go out and you serve the world, and you help sinners, and you love sinners, and you get next to them, you are not defiled by them. We can wash the outside. And if it certainly being around sinners defiled a person, wouldn't Jesus Christ himself be defiled? he surrounded himself with sinners. We'll find out in the next verse exactly what defiles us. And it hits a lot closer to home than the stuff that's outside us. But the things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and those defile the man. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, and slanders. The things that come out of our heart are what defiles us. This means that sin is internal. It's within us. It's in our being. And what I really realized as I was studying this text is Jesus is telling the multitude that we are all defiled. Here's the list. Any of us had any evil thoughts? This is something that shows we're defiled. How about murder? Most of us would say, no, I'm not a murderer. I've never killed any. And yet if we go back to chapter 5 of Matthew, it says this: you have heard the ancients were told, you shall not commit murder. And whoever commits murder shall be liable to the court. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be guilty. Ever committed murder? How about adultery and fornication? Not me. I don't do those things. You have heard it said that you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks on a woman with lust has committed adultery with her in his heart already. How about theft? Many of us will say, well, at one time, I might have. When I was a kid. Do we steal time from work? Do we take the pen out of the desk? There are many ways in which to steal, not just going and robbing someone. This proceeds out of the heart. And if we've done any of it, we've transgressed the law and are considered defiled. And our punishment is death. How about bearing false witness? Now here's one that we all the time kind of ignore. Have we ever lied about someone? Or a better question is when we get to the slander question of this whole thing. Or a better word might be gossip. Do we put the best construction on all that our neighbor does? Or do we go and tell everybody about all the rotten things that they have done? If someone sins against us, do we follow Matthew 18 and go talk to them? Or do we get on the phone or in our coffee clutches and start to tell people about all the rotten things that people have done? What we really find out as we go through this list is those same sins that we look out there in the world and look at all them people and think, oh, they're so rotten, are right here in our midst. In fact, they're right here in my heart. I don't have to look any further than the mirror to find all of these things. And if we're all honest with ourselves, we'll find out that that's indeed within all of us. And if we deny it and say it is not in us, the Scripture tells us then the truth is not in us. So how do we come out from under this defilement? The Apostle Paul also knew he had this problem. And he goes through half a chapter explaining it. Those things that I want to do, I don't do. Those things that I don't want to do, those are the things that I do. He talks about the battle that he has within himself in the flesh, from sin to not sin. And he finds out that in a lot of cases he errs on sinning. And then he asks this question. Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death? You see, because this is what really Jesus does in this text. It starts out with a question from the Pharisees, some self-righteous people. And yes, he gets them. But in the end, he gets us all. And Paul goes on to say this after he is in his despair. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then on the one hand, I am serving. I got a misprint here. And I can't tell you exactly what it says, so I got to look it up real quick. I don't want to misquote this one. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. You see, we will always be caught up in this thing. Until the point that this flesh dies, we will be caught up and we will be sinful beings. As much as I would like to say that we will never sin, that would be a lie. But what I can promise you is God has sent His Son to die for those sins. And He shed His blood on the cross that those sins would be washed away to the point that He remembers them no more. They are gone. And so no matter how defiled you may feel, you can also know with all assurance in this world that God has taken care of those sins. And that's really the only difference between us and the rest of the world. We know it. Will we go out and share that love with them? Instead of making it like the Pharisees did, a narrow place that you had to follow all the rules, we didn't. We received grace and mercy freely from God before we had the ability to even think about it. And God continues to call sinners to His Son. Our calling now, as believers in that forgiveness, is to go into this world, realizing that we cannot be defiled by them, and bring this message of love and grace to them, so that they too can know that they are forgiven in the name and the blood of Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before You and we give You thanks. thanks that You, Father, have sent Your Son. So that even though, Father, as we can look at ourselves and feel that we are defiled and sinful, that we know by the blood of Your Son, You see us in a whole different light. When You look at us, You look at Your Son, and we are washed white as snow. Father, thank You for that mercy and that love. Help us now, in Your Spirit and in Your power, to go out and to share that message of love and forgiveness with all those that we come in contact with. Father, work in and through us, Your body, to spread the message of grace and forgiveness through Your Son, Jesus Christ. In His name we pray these things. Amen. And we will conclude our service.